Serial killer Ivan Milat has died of cancer in Sydney. The 74-year-old was jailed in 1996 for murdering seven backpackers and dumping their bodies in the Belanglo State Forest southwest of Sydney. Criminologist Amanda Howard corresponds with serial killers all over the world as part of her research. She responded to handwritten letters from Milat over more than two decades.
I don't think they get much crueler than Ivan Milat. Ivan Milat was one of these killers who just had nothing better to do except to hunt.
Key to the successful prosecution of Milat was evidence provided by British man Paul Onions. In 1990, Mr. Onions was backpacking in Australia and accepted a lift from Ivan Milat. Retired police officer Clive Small, who led the investigation into the backpacker murders, says Mr. Onions had a narrow escape after Milat decided to pull over.
He managed to have an excuse to stop the car, and when the car was stopped, he saw Ivan reaching under the seat, which was where he kept the weapon. And Paul Onions concerned himself and took off up running up the road, chased by Ivan, who was firing shots at him. He was, in fact, picked up by a woman driver who was coming from Canberra. I'm surprised she was prepared to stop, but she did the right thing, no question about that, and she saved Paul Onions' life.
Years later, Paul Onions saw media coverage of the investigation and contacted the New South Wales Police. He returned to Australia to give evidence and identified Ivan Milat as the man who tried to kill him. Milat has always insisted he's innocent, the victim of a miscarriage of justice. Criminologist Amanda Howard says she would sometimes challenge Milat in response to his many letters where he insisted he was innocent.
Ivan Milat never confessed to any of the crimes, and he claims that police framed him, that there was evidence placed at his house, and that he was an innocent pawn in all of this, and they just decided that he was the person they were going to finger. So he would go on and on about this, letter after letter, just sprouting all of this evidence that proved that he wasn't the killer. But then I would say to him, but how about this evidence and this alibi and this person as a witness? And he couldn't answer.
Despite the overwhelming evidence presented at the trial, Ivan Milat managed to convince some members of his family that he wasn't guilty. Nephew Alastair Shipsey says his uncle is not a murderer.
I know he's innocent. There's no way anything's going to change. If you read all the letters, 24 years of letters, his passion's there. I know he's innocent.
When Ivan Milat was sentenced, the trial judge told the court that in his view it was inevitable Milat was not alone in his criminal enterprise. While others have been named as possible accomplices, no one has ever been charged. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.